This podcast of the Pat Campbell Show is powered by the law offices of John M. Dunn.
Six past the hour. So there's a story out there that the Oklahoma Republican Party reportedly is thousands of dollars in debt. And the guy that is making this claim is the Oklahoma GOP Vice Chair Mike Turner. This is, as I was looking into this, it's reminiscent of what happened with Randy Brogdon and Estella Hernandez back in the day. And I've got David McClain, the party chair, to come on. But first, I want to give you the story that ran on the news. Here we go.
A state representative calls on police to better police themselves.
That's not the right story. We should have number 14, I believe, is the story. Oklahoma Republican Party.
Documents show state Republican Party is running out of money and has been forced to fire the committee's accountant.
Documents provided by party insiders show the Oklahoma GOP is more than $18,000 in debt and has an operating balance of just $71.83 in their bank account. Vice Chair Mike Turner says party chair David McClain has failed to raise money for the party, but is spending a lot of it.
We have failed to fundraise. We have failed to defend our elected representatives up and down the ballot. And we have also failed to attack the opposition, which is the Democrat Party.
McClain says the GOP has more than 20 grand in its account and is calling for Turner's resignation.
All right. So with that said, we have Republican Party Chair David McClain on our Newsmaker Hotline. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good. So I want to hear your side of the story here.
Well, you know, regarding the story released earlier yesterday, you know, in front of me, I have a complete spreadsheet of all the payables, which clearly document the fact that no time has our party been ever threatened to have their utilities shut off. That was one of the claims yesterday.
Okay.
Look, Pat, here's the deal. Forthright, there has been an alt media in Oklahoma who has purposed to control every chairman that has come through this state party. And, you know, we for a long time at the grassroots thought it was the powers to be above us. But what we didn't realize, it was the powers to be among us that are the biggest frustration in this whole thing. And so I want to let you know right now, as of today, we have in excess of $20,000 in our account. All of our bills are paid. Is it difficult to raise money? You doggone right, it's difficult to raise money. But we're doing it. And we're doing it with buy-in from the federal delegation. We're doing it with buy-in from other investors to fund this party, bring the resources it's going to take to win back the 5th Congressional District. Mm-hmm. And protect all of our other districts at the same time and down ballot seats. So we have purpose to bring the right training into the state of Oklahoma, and we've done that. We brought the technology into the state of Oklahoma, and we've done that. I brought in an opportunity for free and fair elections in Republican primaries across the state of Oklahoma. So whether you have $5 or $5 million, you have access to technology that everybody else does. So this helps the grassroots and the training as build this party and as we move forward.
All right, let me ask a couple questions here, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got 20,000 right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to be brutally frank with you. That's not jack squat, especially, I mean, even in the Kendra Horn race, that would be gone in a nanosecond. That's nothing. That's nothing. Give me something tangible to grasp onto. What kind of money had the state Republican Party raised prior to the 2016 presidential election? Do you have any idea what those figures looked like?
Yeah, I think our figures are just about the same or a little bit more right now on our funding pieces. But when you take office, there's a transition period. It takes a minute to build some relationships. It takes a minute to do these things. And that's what I've been out purposing to do. Pat, I'm doing this job for free. Listen to me. I haven't taken a salary from this party. I have not even so much as taken gas money from this party. I'm putting in 50 to 70 hours a week to represent our party, to build this party. And I have been under an onslaught of negativity from this certain alt media group because they no longer have control. These people have purpose to control our legislators. They have purpose to control everything.
And who is this, David? Who is this alt media group you're referring
to?
I'm
not going to even mention their names because the grassroots know exactly who they are, and they're among us. And I call them profiteers.
Are we talking about I don't know, agencies that candidates use, something like that? What are we talking about?
We're talking about, I think, part of that as well as just other local media sources that make up stories and put stories out like they're true.
When I saw this and you heard me at the start, I'm thinking, oh, this is deja vu all over again. This is Randy Brogdon and Estella.
Chairman Pollard was hit by these very same people. Brogdon was hit by these very same people. Dave Weston was hit by these very same people. I just happen to be taking the brunt in force right now for our party. And I'm not going to relent. I'm going to continue to build this party, unite this party. So remember, back in April 6th, I noticed that they said that
I'm losing your voice. You're fading out on the phone. Try to keep your, I guess, mouth closer to the speaker.
Sure. Listen, April 6th, I was in a three-man race, a statewide race, where I won 70% of the trust of the delegates in the state of Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I have purpose to maintain that trust. Our books are wide open. Anybody can come into the office, look at our books, do what they need to do. I have been purposing, like I said, consistently to represent this party, elevate this party, bring this party back to the influence that it was years and years ago, just like the other chairman, Pam Pollard, did, the other chairman, Randy Brogdon, did, and all the other chairmen that came before me.
Okay, David, hold that thought there. Carly, put him on hold. Try to get him on another line. Bring him back, okay? I'm going to take a break here. I'm having trouble understanding him, so that means the listeners are having trouble understanding him, too. And I talk to my daddy. Okay, we are back with David McLean, Republican Party chair, responding to a story that ran yesterday about the Oklahoma Republican Party, reportedly thousands of dollars in debt. And the person putting that forward is the Oklahoma GOP vice chair, Mike Turner. He says, we've already failed because it means the public out there, the 1 million registered voters in the state that are registered Republicans, means that they don't have faith in us as an organization. It says records leaked to News 9 by party insiders show the state's GOP is operating more than $18,000 in the hole and has just $7,183 in the bank account for day-to-day operations. David McLean has said that is not true. Correct, David?
Yes, that is absolutely not true.
You said you got about $20,000 right now. We should point out, I'll ask the question, you answer it, okay? What about credit card debt?
Yeah, so we have about $18,000 in credit card debt right now. I've raised just almost $9,000 coming in right now to pay down that credit card debt on top of the $20,000 that we have in the bank right now. So I have been able to leverage that credit card debt. So we should see our credit card debt coming down drastically.
So that's where he's getting that $18,000 figure.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a hell of a lot of credit card debt.
Well, you know, when you're coming into a new operation and you're restructuring things, it takes capital to get things jumped off. It takes capital to get things started. And it takes relationships to start funding the party. It's not like there's an automatic mechanism when you walk into to that office to fund the party.
Right.
You know, when we took office, we didn't even have a list of donors to be able to start calling and fundraising from.
Back you up on that. Okay, so why didn't you have a list of donors from the prior chair?
Well, it wasn't the prior chair's fault. She used Aristotle to raise money. I used Aristotle to raise money. I just happened to burn through Aristotle to support the office finance. I extinguished that in the first 3 months, and we have been doing quite a bit of fundraising and calling. Now we obviously have our fundraising mechanisms low-hanging fruit put into place, and I'm making those calls. as well as I'm making the meetings with the others to ensure that we have proper funding to bring the tools to the state that we need in order to keep winning races.
All right, let me back you up to the credit card thing, because this has got me wondering here. Okay, most people listening to this program, and I think you would agree, that's not the best way to get money. The Republican Party. Damn, you've got a lot of bankers that are Republicans in this state. You mean to tell me that nobody would give you like a low interest loan to get things moving? Did you try?
Well, a low interest loan to the party? That doesn't even make sense, Pat. But that said,
Hold on. Why would that not make sense? If you need startup money for your organization, why would that not make sense?
Well, because I don't suspect that we could go to a bank and get a loan with the party.
Did you try?
We use I'm a businessman. I mean, it doesn't even make sense to me.
David, using a credit card doesn't make sense. That's a very expensive way to get money. You know that, and I know that. Especially if you don't pay it off month to month.
Look, I don't disagree with that, but like I've said, over the next 30 to 45 days, our credit card debt will be completely extinguished.
Okay.
Gone. I'm already purposing working to leverage that debt down, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Right.
Most of that credit card debt was two trips that I had to make, one to Washington, D.C., in order to meet with the RNC in order to bring the resources into the state that we needed, and one in North Carolina, the same meeting that brought in thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of resources to our state. And you go to Washington, D.C., there's not a hotel room in sight that's not $300-$400 a night. We do our due diligence to be fiscally conservative as well. That's why it's an absolute priority to me to pay off this credit card debt. That's why I'm calling and leveraging it out. Yeah. And I believe we'll have it leveraged out in the next 30 to 45 days.
So that $18,000 is for two trips?
No, that...
It is or not?
Well, part of it, yeah. Part of it is. Absolutely. Okay. It is. And then we hosted the Trump administration's college at a candidate college that we hosted.
Okay.
Then we also did a remodel on the building. I got some materials to get the building repainted, fixed, repaired, because it was in pretty bad shambles over the years. Because it just hadn't been completely upkept. So we went and bought material. I think that was a couple thousand dollars for that. So that's where we're at.
So who's, you mentioned this alt media. Is it because you're not far enough to the right? I'm trying to figure out who this is. I think I have a hunch, but is it because you're not far enough to the right for them?
Well, it's because if you're a chairman of the state party and you don't swing and sway their way, they're going to come after you. It's just that simple. They came after Chairman Pollard. They came after Chairman Brogdon. They came after a lot of us. I don't know if they came after them as hard as they're coming after me, but I just am not going to play that game. And, you know, lo and behold, it's right. This element is right in our own grassroots.
Right.
See, that's the problem. This element,
the enemy within, the enemy within. Absolutely. Let me ask you, correct me if I'm wrong here. Did you call for the vice chair to step down?
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Because?
I sure did. Well, it wasn't me. It was the central committee. Because he has broken the rules. And he has to be held accountable for breaking the rules in the order that he did.
Help me understand what rules did he break?
He did not come in and voice his concerns. He hasn't even been truly participating in what's going on. So he wouldn't even know the pieces of the long-term funding, the short-term funding, and all of those things that we've been working on for 5 months to provide the resources that's going to take to run this state.
So help me understand this. So he never came to you. He went right to the media.
Yeah. He went right to the media. He didn't come. He didn't even go to the National Committee Man or Committee Woman. Mm-hmm. He went right out and blasted this out. And it's just not true.
So you've got how much in the bank right now?
I got I got over $20,000 in the bank right now.
Okay. Now, let me hold on.
$7,000 soft funded right now.
I'm short on time here. I want to get to what the purpose is. I mean, with that kind of money, obviously it's not funding candidates, because that's not a lot of money to fund candidates. So what is the real purpose of the Republican Party on the state level? What is your mission, your role, your duty?
Oh, absolutely. Our mission, role, and duty is to first provide free and fair elections.
Okay.
To ensure that our grassroots has the proper training so that we can ensure that our districts have the proper activists taking place, door knockers, boots on the ground, educating candidates across the state of Oklahoma. We have partnered with American Majority is doing monthly training across the state of Oklahoma for us, for our grassroots. We have been absolutely busy restructuring this party, bringing the tools into the state that it takes to win elections. That's what we've been up to. It's not an easy process. It's not easy at all. But the people, 70% of the delegates in Oklahoma, that's Tall Tower Republicans, that's the moderates and the conservatives, all got together and elected me. And that's a small group of media that are extremely, alt media, that are extremely upset over it because they don't have power anymore.
Mm.
And they're not going to control this seat. And they're not going to control our legislature. And that's their purpose. And I'm not standing for it. It's nonsense.
Has Turner called for your ouster?
Yeah.
He wants you out.
Yeah.
He wants
what
you to resign.
Purpose? I don't know what his purpose is. I have no idea. But here's the deal. Our party is functioning. Our party is funded. And I'm going to continue to work hard for the people of the OKG in Oklahoma. Our head's down, and we're working together. 70+% of us are working together. We have a very small group of people here, very, very small group of people here, who are upset because they cannot control this office. And I am not going to let them. The grassroots, our state committee, will make the decision as to who controls this part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not turning the power of this part over to a small cabal who has defamed me, written hit pieces on me, not just me. Other legislators mm-hmm. have come after him tooth and toenail over there. Mm-hmm. I am not going to do it. Oh, I'm going to expose it. That's what I'm doing right now. Because it's absolute, total, infuriatingly nonsense.
Well, you're going to expose it, but you won't name them.
Well, Pat, we all know who they are in the grassroots. Everybody in the grassroots who's an activist in this party
right.
knows exactly
but
who
lot
they
of,
are.
But a lot of people listening are going, who the hell is he talking about?
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell them that, Pat, you know who they are?
I'm not the one making the claim, David. You're the chair. I'm not the chair. If I was the chair, I'd do it.
I'm just saying,
if I was the chair, I'd throw them under the bus. You're the chair.
If I do, I elevate their name. I'm not going to elevate their name. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay. All right, real quick here. What is next? What do you do next? You call like a meeting to clear this up? What do you do next?
Yeah, we'll be calling for an executive committee meeting and a state committee meeting here very shortly to get this rectified.
Okay.
Once you do that,
I want to get you back in. Next time in studio,
yep, nope.
Okay?
Yep, no problem.
All right, David,
Pat.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Log on to talkradio1170.com to check out all of Pat Campbell's podcasts, powered by the law offices of John M. Dunn.